Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Movie theaters are finally up again, for real. I mean, munching popcorn, seeing silly movies on the big screen, real. I went to preview of The Lost City, sort of a remake of the 80s hit Romancing the Stone, starring Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum. And you know what? It's totally goofy, but I really like seeing a movie I could just watch and enjoy without my critical eye turned on. This is what I call a popcorn movie. Well, this week, we're escaping to the Balkans for three stories set in Romania, Macedonia, and Bosnia-Herzegovina. There are three do-gooders stuck in the mud, two teenagers falling in love, and one girl promised to an evil witch on her 16th birthday. You Won't Be Alone, written and directed by Goran Stolevski. And I apologize in advance for all the mispronounced names, and there'll be a lot of them. Okay, it's 19th century Macedonia, a time when people still believed in witches and folklore. In particular, there's a wolf-like witch who terrorizes the village by devouring their babies. But one woman dares to talk back. She appeals to old maid Maria, played by Anna Maria Marinka, a hideously ugly woman covered in scars, not to eat her infant. In exchange, she can have her when she's a young woman, someone to take care of the witch in her old age. The witch agrees, but first marks her and takes away her tongue. But the next 16 years are neither childhood nor girlhood for the poor girl. Mother keeps her isolated in a deep, dark cave, hoping the witch will never find her, but of course she does and takes her away. Says the witch, "This world is a terrible place, peopled by liars and killers, so you must learn to kill." But the girl is overwhelmed by the beauty of the blue skies and green fields. She loves living things, from rabbits to fish, and cherishes them all. In frustration, the witch sets her free, vowing she will soon learn how awful humans really are. Turns out, the witch is partly right. People can be cruel, and learn she does. Her long claws frighten the people until she realizes she can change her appearance, but first she must find someone who just died, be they male or female, young or old, and put the beating heart into her own chest. Thus begins her search for love in this hideous and wondrous world. You Won't Be Alone is a highly impressionistic retelling of a classic folktale filled with sex, nudity, and violence. The characters rarely speak. Rather, a constant voiceover tells the girl's thoughts using a childlike, stilted words. The camera drifts in and out, changing point of view from human to witch to wolf. The film was set in Sarajevo with a beautiful international cast, including Swedish Noemi Rapace from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the French Carlotto Cotta from Diamante, and many others. But don't expect a traditional supernatural fairy tale, because it's not. It's more of a poetic, feminist art piece about rich witchery, ignorance, and nature. If you look at it that way, you'll probably love it. Intergalda, co-written and directed by Radu Muntian. It's a food bank in big city Romania where volunteers are happily putting together care packages for the needy. Three of them, Maria Dan and Iliac, played by Maria Popistasu, Alex Bogdan, and Ilona Brezoianu, are ready for an adventurous and rewarding day. But they're not visiting poor families in the city. Rather, they're heading out to remote towns deep in the woods where relief, they're told, is needed most. But when the paved roads end, that's when trouble begins. They meet an old man named Kente, played by Luca Sabin. on the road and offer him a ride. He tells strange and disgusting stories about the local area. Is he a visionary or merely demented? But when their car gets stuck in the mud, frustration turns to anger and none of them can get the car back to the main road. When they get hungry, they're forced to dig into the supplies meant for the poor, and they finally decide to split up and look around for help at a local woodmill. But it's getting darker and colder as nighttime approaches. Will they ever find their way out of this strange forest? Interglada, I'm guessing here that the title is a pun on Transylvania, Interglada, Transylvania. It's a social satire about how good intentions don't always lead to good results. It's told like a fairy tale set in a complex polyglot world, but there are no vampires here. The only monsters are issues like elder abuse, homophobia, marital problems, and anti-Roma prejudice. But don't worry, this isn't an issue-heavy movie, although there are some shockingly realistic scenes. Rather, it's a humorous look at our own preconceptions. The White Fortress, written and directed by Igor Dorliacha. Faruk, played by Pavel Chemerekic, is a teenage boy with pale blue eyes in Sarajevo, Bosnia-Herzegovina. He has no memory of his dad, and his mom, a concert pianist, died when he was young. He lives with his grandmother in a housing block. He earns pocket money working with his uncle selling scrap metal for a few bucks, but he wants more. So he takes on small tasks for a local crime boss. The boss wants Faruk to find a girl and trick her into working as a prostitute. He builds up his courage and approaches a stranger in a shopping mall and gives her his number, and to both their surprise, she actually calls him back. Mona, played by Sumeya Dardigan, is a young woman from a privileged family, the only daughter of a corrupt politician. She studies English but can't stand what her parents and family represent. So the two of them are still strangers, but they soon fall in love, together exploring the hidden spaces of Sarajevo. But how long could it last? Mona's parents plan to send her off to Toronto, and the crime boss has cruel intentions, while her family is even more dangerous. Is their love destined for failure, or like a fairy tale, will they both live happily ever after? The White Fortress is a complex coming-of-age drama about young lovers from different planets and the obstacles they face. Its beautiful cinematography caresses Sarajevo's cityscapes and lingers on Faruk and Mona's eyes, faces, and bodies. Pavel Chemerekic is outstanding as Faruk. We really can see inside his soul. The White Fortress, by a Canadian director, is a lovely and melancholy romance. The White Fortress is now available at the Digital TIFF Bell Lightbox. Interglada opens in Toronto at the beautiful Paradise Cinema on March 29th. And You Won't Be Alone starts theatrically on April 1st. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.